This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 nights ago, the president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change.
America,
3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Yeah. Well, a live shot right there on your television screen of, I think that's Hollywood Boulevard in the Los Angeles area. Not exactly sure because at the odd angle of the sun. But tonight we are truly, truly coast to coast, not only because we're broadcasting on Los Angeles television, Channel 8, there in the region, 8.4 on your digital set, but also here in New York on both television and radio, AM 970 The Answer, and Biz TV, of course, our phenomenal exclusive television partner coast to coast. But we're also originating the show from both coasts tonight because KMC here in New York headquarters, and there's Stevie B in his private little take his studio anywhere kind of studio in L.A. Hello, Mr. Baldwin.
Hello, Mr. McCullough. How are you? I am here in Los Angeles, California. Very excited for the big show.
Yes, and we're excited to be able to connect with you through the amazingness that is technology. So a big week, don't you think, this last week? Can I tell you a personal story?
Please.
I woke up Friday morning, and I literally thought I had disappeared into Bizarro World. You remember Bizarro World, the Seinfeld, where everything is exactly the opposite of what it used to be. Who's the chick? Elaine goes into she finds a whole new set of friends, and there's like a backward Seinfeld and a backward George and a backward all the other characters. Okay, so I wake up Friday and I see Ann Coulter's most recent column, in which she basically says the Ebola doctor that was associated with Samaritan's Purse had wasted $2 million of ministry money, and that he should have never gone to Africa, and that it was a big mistake to be sending missionaries overseas when we've got so much trouble here at home, and we should really just focus on getting America fixed first. And I was just offended by the tone, the observations, the conclusion, mm-hmm. everything about the... Mm-hmm. And she has a way of saying things in a rather brusque pattern at times.
Doesn't she, though?
But I've agreed with her on things in the past as well. So that was number one. So I wake up and I'm like, man, Anne's ticking me off this morning. What's the problem? And then I read the headlines, and I'm thankful, and I'm praising God that President Obama did something that I was very much in favor of. And that was the day before I'd literally committed this effort to prayer. God, please let our government help those stranded, starving, dehydrated Christians that are on the Sinjar Mountains and the other mountains that they're trapped on top of. And I woke up, and he had said at about the close of the news cycle the day before, he was going to send the aid, the water and the food. But I was like, no, Lord, let him send the bombs. Go kill the suckers that are doing this to these innocent people. And I woke up and I saw that he had ordered airstrikes. So on Friday, I am disgusted with the number one conservative columnist in all of the country, and I'm supporting the president that I haven't supported in 6 years. It was the weirdest day of my life in all of broadcasting, I'm pretty sure.
Well, I wouldn't say that it was as strange to me, but then again, I never penned that book that you penned. But quite obviously, I have had my questionable thoughts about this president and this administration, which again, this is the kinder, gentler Baldwin McCullough Live.
Right.
And, you know, we've chosen since we've been doing the program, I don't even know how long now, to talk about other things more often. But certainly tonight is a great day in America. Because this administration, I think, Kevin, on a common sense level, just realizes you can't just sit back and do absolutely nothing.
Well, if you let the world go to hell while you're the one in charge, that's not going to work out well for you.
Right.
So, I mean, whatever the rationale is, at some point they said, well, these people's plights are so bad, we have to do this. And I'm glad that they're doing it.
Absolutely, there's no question. Are we going to tell everybody what they're doing?
Well, they're bombing the heck out of these monsters. And people say, oh, come on, Kev. You know, one man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter. Are freedom fighters typically known for taking the children of the people that disagree with you from a faith-based perspective and chopping their heads off in front of the parents while the parents watch? Sorry if you're having dinner right now. I didn't mean to gross you out. But that's one of the things that these animals are doing. So when the president sends the F-18s, and I'm partial to the F-18s. I have a brother-in-law who pilots one. When he sends the F-18s and they drop 500-pound bunker busters on these satanic demons that are, butchering children, I think that's a good thing. I think that's a justifiable thing. That's me. What do you say, Stevie B?
Listen, it's like anything natural. If I let somebody punch me in the face enough times without doing anything about it, I'm going to be kind of pushed back in my game. I'm going to be hurting. I'm going to be tired. This, that. I think for quite some time now, in the last several weeks, almost month, 2 months, as these ISIS individuals have been, for all intents and purposes, just opening the gates of hell in Iraq, many Americans, because the polls are speaking for themselves, that somewhere around between 60% and 70% of the American public does not agree with the direction to which this issue and a few other issues are being handled. What I found particularly interesting about the president's comments, which we'll hear in a little bit later on in the show, that he specifically mentioned the faith, Christianity. He said that something like, and I paraphrase, that many people had been forced to flee their homes, particularly Christians. And when, like you just said, Kevin, when you have a terrorist organization taking over Iraq, but specifically for whatever motivation religiously they are doing, they're crucifying and decapitating Christians throughout Iraq. Buddy, read your Bible. There's a few pages in there that said this stuff was going to happen.
Right.
These days would come true. Well, guess what? They're here, people. Right now, Christians are being crucified, murdered, decapitated, women raped, this all across Iraq. So I applaud the president and this administration for finally doing something to stop these maniacs. And I think it's hopefully a new day. Hopefully it's not just some trend, but that in fact, not only for Christians, any person on this planet should have the right and the freedom to pursue whatever faith they feel called to.
Well, and here's the thing, and this is what I think people, the issue of military intervention in Iraq got so demagogued in the last several elections, right? So people were like, oh, we should never even be there. There were people saying when we announced that we're going to pull out at the end of 2014, there were people saying this kind of stuff's going to happen. This is what they're going to do. Turns out those voices were a little more accurate than the ones that said, doesn't really matter if we're there or not. But at the end of the day, the question can't be necessarily who got it right, who got it wrong. The question becomes, how do you save the lives of those people now? Mm-hmm. And when you've got 50,000 people, and Stephen, you've seen them, people have been inundating my inbox with videos, because these Islamic State guys, they make Al-Qaeda look like preschool. These right. guys are smarter than Al-Qaeda. They've got more money than Al-Qaeda had, and they are more committed to brutality than most of the terror groups operating. They believe they're ushering in the caliphate, which is the end time when the 12th imam or whatever comes along and, you know, declares whatever. So, I mean, they see this as a, and they don't care if they lose their life, and they don't care how many lives they take, because they believe that it is just the right thing to do. Those are not people you can negotiate with. So
at all.
You just have to end their ability to do what they're doing. Coming right back, he's Baldwin, I'm McCullough. We're live on Saturday night.
Four radio talk show hosts in a village called Kadwa. Here's Danny's story.
Hi, I'm Danny Johnson, and I'm here with Fina in her tiny little home. This home is the size of many people's closets in the United States of America. We're sitting on a bed, just a piece of sheet or plastic that these beautiful babies sleep on. When we came in, she said she wasn't smiling because she hadn't eaten yet. A mother gives her children whatever food that she has, and she's usually the last to eat. They have nothing. This family has nothing. No water, no food, nothing. Won't you do something? The Bible says that if you ignore the cry of the poor, then you too will cry and be ignored. But if you uphold the cause of these people, they're not asking for nice clothes. They're not asking for video games, new socks and underwear. It'd be great if they actually had a pair. We want to build her a home. We want to bring water, clean fresh water here. But we can't do it alone. We need you.
Dial 855-916-4673 or go to domuchgood.com. That's 855-916-4673.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me. I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN 10 listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Steve Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough. The number's 888-340-3373. Number again, 888-340-3373. And, you know, Kevin McCullough and I, we like to have a good time on the program. When you call in, we like to engage you, agree with you.
Disagree with you.
And apparently, we're not going to go to him yet, but we have a young man who disagrees. And whenever you disagree with Kevin or myself, you know, you jump right to the front of the line.
Yep, you get to cut right in front of everybody else. So, Jack in Bedford, hold on. Before we get to that, Steve and I, we had friends over today, and we were sitting in the backyard. We're eating a little bit of lunch, and our little boys had been playing in the pool. And they turned to me Amy is the name of the wife of the couple we were with. She turned to me and she said, you know, Kev, my mom's been listening to your radio program, and she wants to know, do you really believe that that pillow is going to help her sleep better? And I said, not only do I believe it, I've seen it for myself. And if you're just joining us, so we're talking about My Pillow. It is the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. It's been named as such by the National Sleep Foundation about 4 weeks ago, and they are now what I consider to be the most important sleep product in the world. When I brought my first My Pillow home, I'd been having, for a number of months, to put three pillows on top of each other, and the top one I would roll up into like a little into a little roll, and I would put it under my neck to try to support the back of my skull. Your spine is supposed to have a natural S shape. Mine wasn't because of the way I was sleeping, and I would wake up with kinks, back pain, pain in my extremities, and I couldn't figure out what was going on. The MyPillow has interlocking fill on the inside. It's not feathers. It's not memory foam. Those things all flatten out. The interlocking fill in the MyPillow doesn't, and when you set it to support the back of your skull stays supported all night long. The reason you go into REM cycle sleep is because the blood flow from your organs to your brain is able to work properly, and if you are not getting your neck in the right position in alignment with your spine, you're not going to get into REM cycle sleep. So if you're not sleeping well, it's because you're not getting blood flow through your body right, and MyPillow guarantees, first of all, they're going to give you your money back 60 days no matter what. But if you don't like it for any reason, but they will warranty the pillow for 10 years to give you that REM cycle sleep every single night. And Stephen, I got my first one 12 weeks ago. I've had 12 weeks of uninterrupted REM cycle sleep ever since then. It stays cool through the night. It doesn't flatten out. They guarantee it for 10 years. Friends, what do you have to lose? Oh, and by the way, when you buy one tonight, they're going to give you one for free if you just mention KMC, Kevin McCullough, or Stevie B when you call. Here's the number. It's 800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641. But by the time I got done with lunch telling Amy and our friend Jared about the MyPillow, they had not heard about it. When I told them that it's been named the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation, they were like, that's like the FDA for drugs. I said, yeah, it is. It's prestige. They only name one pillow the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. And it has actually been proven, Stephen, in test after test, to get rid of sleep apnea, snoring, back pain, all kinds of stuff that happens because your neck's not in alignment with your shoulders properly and your spine. The MyPillow changes all of that. It's changed it in my life. It's changed it in Stephen's life. 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. And tonight, when you mention KMC or Stevie B, they're going to let you get one for free when you buy a MyPillow. So two for the price of one when you call tonight. 800-506-2641. All right. We're talking about this kind of surreal experience, this horrible amount of pain and suffering that's going on in the nation of Iraq with the Christians that have been run out of basically very historic Christian areas, Mosul and some of the other places. And they're taking refuge on top of mountains, and they're having all kinds of problems because the terrorists are just waiting down at the bottom for them to die, or they're going to go up and try to kill them. They're beheading children in front of their parents. They're raping sisters and mothers in front of husbands and brothers. One church leader in Iraq said to the Western press this week, "It is hell, is literally hell on earth." And so the president has responded with a bombing attack now three nights in a row. And I'm grateful to him for that. I've been very critical of this president for his entire presidency. I wrote a book called No, He Can't. I've been exceedingly critical of policies that I felt like have been unhelpful. I am supporting this president's action and what he's doing in Iraq because I think that killing these evil, demonic things is the only way we're going to stop them. But some people disagree, Stephen, so let's check this out. Why don't you introduce our caller?
Oh, my goodness. Caught me off guard there. Tell me his name.
Sorry about that. Line one, Jack in Texas. Hi, Jack. You're up first.
Hi. How you doing, Kevin?
Good. Appreciate you being here.
Hey, same to you. Hey, and I want to say most of your views and Stephen's views I do respectfully disagree with, but I actually called to commend both you and Stephen for something you guys said last week when we discussed Gaza and Hamas. You made a very true and profound statement when you said the true victims were the Palestinians because it was Hamas and Israel that were in turmoil.
Right.
And, I mean, that goes a long ways to hear you guys say that. And then Stephen had, took the time to say that he hears the emotion in people's voices and that he understands how emotional it can be when you see innocent lives being taken. And, you know, I've disagreed with most of you guys' views, but respectfully, you know, that makes me know this is a true democracy we live in. That I can disagree with you, but then you say things that I find to be profound. Now, again, tonight, I disagree with your views. Kevin, you said that you asked God to kill people. I think that's kind of out of context. I don't think that's probably truly what he meant. I think what we want to ask him to do is to help people understand each other. Killing solves nothing.
Well, what I actually prayed was I asked God not to let the president just send the humanitarian relief, that if necessary, let him send the fighter jets so that because unless you create a passageway off that mountain, those Christians that are stuck on the top of the Sinjar Mountains are going to die. And so if we drop a few bunker busters on where those demonic animals are that are doing this to them, I think that we could get those guys off the mountain. I think that would be a helpful thing. So I did pray, I guess, for their destruction, but it was more because those guys are there trying to see to it that those Christians die, and I just don't want to see that happen.
Okay, and again, I think some of your terminology, like to call your fellow humans demonics, That's kind of out of context. I mean, we live in it. We don't want to be bigots. We want to listen to other people.
But Jack, they're beheading children, and I can't fathom an explanation for beheading children in front of their parents that makes any sense, other than being demonically controlled. I mean, how much evil must one have in his heart to behead a child in front of his mom and dad? And that's what's happening. People are sending me video after video of it. These dogs are recording it. And they're putting it on YouTube. Coming right back. CVB's in L.A., KMC's in New York. Stay with us.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guy's giant factory authorized sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high quality Mountain House freeze dry foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best tasting, longest proven shelf life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Baldwin McCullough live from New York. If you were watching on Biz Television or watching online, you can watch on either of our Facebook pages or on our website, baldwinmccullough.com. You would have seen the Charging Bull at the corner of Broadway and Wall Street. That's just steps from the front door of our flagship station, AM 970, The Answer here in New York. Here's our phone number, 888-340-3373. It's 888-340-3373. Kind of a surreal week. I found myself ending the week supporting the president and being glad of actions that he took. Not a feeling I'm familiar with over the last 6 years. And Stephen Baldwin, joining us from L.A., is equally thankful that he has. But Stephen, you had a specific question about the president's announcement today and tying it into Christianity that had kind of gnawed at you a little bit. Go ahead and repeat that.
Well, as I was talking to you before the show, Kevin, and again, I'm not just saying this, not to clarify, qualify my perspective here, but it, amongst Christians in America, it has been obvious that President Obama's actions have been curious. He has, for instance, spoken at a Christian college and had crosses in the room covered up, or any, you know, icons or anything, you know, like that removed, and so on and so forth. And I think one would guess that the president's motivation there is to try to be more inclusive and this, that, the other thing, and that's his choice. So for him in a statement made, I believe, yesterday or the day before, to say that the reason for these airstrikes was in U.S. interests to protect the military, to protect American citizens, et cetera, et cetera. And then he says something like, and to protect those that have been caused to flee, particularly Christians. So I'm just blown away, so to speak, by that. I think it's shocking and surprising from my perspective that he would actually specify the Christians in Iraq. I think that is surprising, not in a bad way. I just think that it's unusual for the posture and stand that we have seen him demonstrate in the last few years, and I just thought it was curious. Yeah. Now, mind you, Kevin, like you said, you've been bombarded in your email, your social networking with these horrible things that are being done to Christians, and it makes you wonder. I'm curious. I wonder behind the scenes what must have been being said to him, or comments or points of view, et cetera, that ultimately made him take these steps.
That's an interesting question. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. I'm curious as to what your reaction and thoughts are as to what Stephen just said. The president's made a deal about the fact that Christians in particular are suffering in Iraq. Does that hold water with you? One other thing he said today, Stephen, in that same statement he made from the Rose Garden before he walked right from the microphone onto Marine One, and he was off to Martha's Vineyard. Nice to just check out for 16 days while the world continues to burn, still burn. But he said that basically it was never his choice to be for Iraq to be in the situation that it's in right now. He actually went so far as to imply that it wasn't my decision to pull out of Iraq, and that's kind of like the what he's referring to is that there wasn't a status of forces agreement that both sides came to with the same idea of what should be equal to, you know, for both sides to come to. He's implying that the Iraq inability by the Iraqi government to come to a status of forces agreement wasn't his decision. But it was every bit his decision to tell the world that our forces were going to be gone by the end of this year completely. And there were a lot of us that said at the time when he was walking around saying that, that's not a very smart thing to do.
Right.
When you look at what the Islamic State, and that's the name of ISIS now, when you look at what they've carved out this huge rectangular window that takes up just a little tiny bit of Syria, but mostly northern Iraq. And they've made their own state out of it. They control everything in there. If it wasn't his idea, whose was it to come out? Does that hold water? I mean, that's an interesting thought. But 888-340-3373, we want to talk to you about what you see with the airstrikes. Do you think that the president is on the right path? I am very supportive and grateful that he's doing what he's doing. We'll take your calls when we continue. Brooklyn Tabernacle Pastor Jim Cimbala on America's decline in 2014.
And we're in one of the most massive declines, no matter how you try to spin it, in the history of our country. Average church size, the number of biblically defined Christians has sunk by four different polling agencies, somewhere between 6.3% to 9% of the population. The statistics are irrefutable. The church is in a massive decline. Pastors are leaving the ministry at $1,500 a month in America, all 50 states, about one per state per day. We have to go back to first principles of why are we here to spread the gospel? How can we do it successfully? Only through the power of the Holy Spirit. How can we live Christ-like lives when we spend more time with the Lord?
Will spending time with the Lord save America in 2014? Check out pray2014.com. That's pray2014.com. And get Pastor Cimbala's prayer focus for this year at no cost. That's pray2014.com.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. From the very beginning, eHarmony has helped Christians find their perfect soulmate. And I'm so proud to share with you that 565,000 marriages have started on eHarmony.com. Most of those marriages are between two dedicated Christian persons. After years away, I'm back as CEO of eHarmony.com. And I am deeply committed to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. Who you marry will have more impact on your happiness than almost any other decision you make. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Make sure you trust this sacred task to a company that accounts for 438 married members every day. Go to eHarmony.com. And get started today for free.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor. And a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
ThisLifeNow.net.
AM 570. That's one station that listens to us in Tampa, Florida, WTBN. But we're also on AM 970, The Answer in New York. And we're on great television stations coast to coast, Viz Television, Los Angeles to New York. We're on AM 660, KFAR in Fairbanks. Stephen, have I sufficiently covered my error here? AM 660, WORL in Orlando. AM 1490 KMET in Los Angeles. Help me out. Help a brother out here. anyway, so, see, well, some people, if they only catch this show, they don't know that I host.
I was going to say...
Four daily broadcasts, Monday through Friday, separate from this, and they all have, like, different phone numbers and stuff. So I have so much... So many little ants crawling around on my brain up here.
My comment was going to be, you're not busy. you're not a busy guy.
Yeah. So anyway, we're talking about President Obama and the airstrikes. He ordered the airstrikes. Your ideas on this. Do you think that the airstrikes, I would be curious about this as well. Do you think the airstrikes are going to be enough? And would you support ground troops if the president decided we needed to go in with them? Stephen, how do you feel about that before we go to our next caller?
I think that I'm kind of old school, Kevo. I've said it before. I'll say it again. Ronald Reagan said it best, peace through strength. I think that you can't take away from the fact, like it or not, that we kind of started this whole thing in trying to liberate Iraq. A lot of people have politically and in the military criticized that we got out of there too quick. We didn't allow for whatever military support would allow for Iraq's military to continue to, you know, thrive and defend itself. We're seeing that clearly was the case.
Right.
I would say, yes, if ground troops were necessary, meaning strategically, however the president and the leadership of our military felt that was necessary, then I would say they do what they got to do.
I cannot comprehend people that look at the amount of evil that we've seen on the television screens and the video things this last week, and I go back to the beheading of children. I mean mm-hmm. And in Mosul, I guess the I couldn't bring myself to watch it, but there was video of children's heads being put on spits in the public malls, the public parks and places, so that people knew this is what would happen to you. The Nazis look kind compared to this level of evil in my book. I mean, and they gassed people, you know, thousands at a time. The level of evil that is being expressed here is just sure. it just defies even description of accurately being able to say how bad it is. 888-340-3373. So that's a little bit where my heart is at tonight, and I hope that people understand. Let's go to line two. Jay is in Manhattan listening to AM 970. Hi, Jay.
Oh, hi. Before I make my persecution comment, you made another pop culture faux pas, Kevin. When you talked about the Bizarro World, that comes from a 1958 Superman story, where the Bizarro was the opposite of Superman. You know, like, he looks like Superman, but
Jay, I'm allowed to reference the Seinfeld Bizarro World the Bizarro World episode if I so wish.
No, but you said that comes from that, but it originally comes from Superman in 1958.
I didn't say that it originated
Jay,
there.
Jay, forgive me, Jay.
In defense of
Kevin McCauley, he did not reference its originality.
Okay. And, Stephen, do you know that, like, Kevin Bacon, you're connected to every actor since 1910?
Fantastic. I love that.
All right, let me make my comment, though, all right?
I don't know if we're going to, Jay. I appreciate all the effort you gave, but goodbye. Let's go to line one. Annie is calling from the Bronx. Hi, Annie.
Hi, guys. How are you?
I had enough of that foolishness. Please don't go where Jay went, or I'll have to do the same thing.
Well,
you never do, Annie. I'm not worried about you.
Feedback. Maybe I should check. I'm going to check polling back, guys, because I can't.
I don't know. We hear you. You're sounding good.
But I can't hear. I hear myself. Like, it's just terrible. Anyway, I'm going to pull the phone away from myself.
Just while you're talking.
Myself.
That's fine.
I don't believe for one second that Obama's interest in the Christians. I hate to be so cynical, and I really do. It hurts me. But we must remember, he always does something that's in it for himself. And what are two things right now that are happening that are crucial to him? His legacy, and all of a sudden, saving the Christians comes in handy. There's a question.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That is cynical. You are right, Annie. That is cynical.
That would be the Pope and illegal immigration. Very Christian. If he was, say, let's just say hypothetically, that he was to abandon this situation, could you imagine what would happen? It would all fall to pieces. He's counting on these people to push him through. So he has to come through for the Christians. You've ever heard him mention Christians before? They've been going, being burnt alive in churches for the longest of time. Not a word. This is an individual that breaks bread with the Muslim Brotherhood. He cares about the Christians, and what does he do? He throws us a bone. He throws two bombs and then cuts out. I'm not impressed. Whether he goes in or stays out makes no difference, because he doesn't back anything up with proper dynamic. So he's bound to fail. I do not trust him. I hate to sound like this, but it's time. It's just, I really feel ourselves running out of serious time to make our minds up about what drives this man.
But Annie,
it's very important.
Let me ask you a quick follow-up, because we're short on time. Let me ask you a quick follow-up. Even with everything you say being what it is, and I agree pretty much wholeheartedly with you, it's still the right thing to do to save these people, right?
It's the right thing to do. There's a problem. I'm not the kind of person that believes in just outcome. Intent is very important, because you could do the right thing on Monday and you could have it destroyed by Thursday. I need to know that he's doing the right thing and that he's going to continue to do the right thing, and that it won't just appear as he's doing the right thing right up to the time frame he needs it to be.
All right, Annie. You always do such a good job of putting it in crystal clear terms. Thank you for your call. Great way to follow up on Jay. He's Baldwin. I'm McCullough. Coming back.
From 20th Century Fox comes the greatest story ever told.
What is his name?
Jesus.
As you've never seen it before.
We don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
On February 28th, experience the motion picture event of the year.
Arrest this false prophet tonight.
What if he is who they say he is?
Are you the Son of God?
I am Son of God. February 28th, rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Witness the story in large format theaters.
Christian Solidarity International is announcing a genocide alert. That's right, a genocide alert. From church burnings in Egypt to pastors being sentenced to death in Iran, across the Islamic Middle East, Christians and other religious minorities like Jews are under constant attack. Signing your name to a petition today could actually help save lives. Learn how at defendthem.net. Go to defendthem.net. That's defendthem.net.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
So glad you're with us. Baldwin McCullough live from New York. Beautiful evening shot of the Statue of Liberty there if you're watching on Biz Television. If you'd like a complete listing of all the Biz TV channels, just go to Steven's Facebook page or my Facebook page and look at tonight's entry for the broadcast, and you can see them. There in Los Angeles, where Stevie B is, it's channel 8.4. And it reaches from Palm Springs all the way up to Santa Barbara. So we're really grateful to be on such a great television outlet there. Stephen, we got packed phone lines. Let's take some calls. And let's go first to line one, because, again, if you disagree or you're critical of Stephen or Kevin, we go to you first. And Maria is calling from Woodbridge, New Jersey. Hi, Maria. Welcome.
Oh, hello. As a Christian, I'm told to pray for the president, and I pray for him every day.
So do I.
You really? Because I hear you attacking him. You wrote a book for 6 years. You've been attacking him. You call yourself a Christian. I know that. But you've been attacking the president, and you wrote a book. You
I still pray for him. I still pray for him.
No, well, you can't do both. You can't be both.
I can't?
Dead water can't come out of the same form.
I can't. Wait a minute. Maria, hold on. I'm going to let you make your comment.
Okay, thank you.
But I can't. So I can't. Hold on a second. I have a question. Can someone both pray for someone and be critical of their policies? Because one thing I have not been towards the president is personally negative towards him. In fact, in the book, Maria, I have a chapter of the things that I admire about him.
You sold it to Christians, so you're buying and selling, which the Bible says we're not to be involved in.
I sold it to the general public, Maria. It was a bestseller on the politics list.
Of course. I bet you made good money with it, too. But I'm saying, hello? Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
You're cutting me off all the time?
No. We're hearing you say hello over and over again.
Well, I can hear a click. That's why.
That might be the White House. That wouldn't have anything to do with me.
Yeah, you keep telling us you're a Christian. You're a Christian. You're a Christian. And the Bible tells us to pray for our leaders.
Which I do.
Our leaders.
Yes.
You know, our leaders. So you're to pray for him that he does what is right and just, that God gives him wisdom to do what is right and just. And you've been attacking him. And you wrote a book.
I just have a question.
Yeah, go for it.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
So as a Christian, is that what you're supposed to do, Kevin?
Can I ask a question?
You know, please, Stephen, ask the question.
Don't call yourself a Christian.
Is she gonna let us ask her a question?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, my only question is, you believe the president's a Christian, yes?
No, I didn't say that.
I'm asking you the question. Do you believe Barack Obama's a Christian?
I never had an opportunity to talk to him to find out.
Okay, so then you just choose not to have an opinion about that.
Well, I've never talked to the president to find out if he is a Christian, but I do pray for him. I pray for him, and if I had the opportunity to talk to him, I would ask him if he's a Christian. Yeah, but you go on radio saying that you're a Christian, and you can't.
We're coming right back from New York and L.A. Stay with us.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.